HQN Books and Harper Audio present Forget What You Know by Christina Dodd, performed by Vanessa Johansson. For my in-laws, Tom and Lou, who taught me a lot about a successful relationship on the day I walked in, and he was watching football on a muted TV while she read her book and listened to show tunes on the record player. As he said, "This way I don't have to listen to the football commentators." Thank you both for the great stories you told. 1. 1,000 years ago, when the filthy, skinny miner tore the stone from the mud that cradled it for millennium and brought it to the surface, a sunbeam touched its craggy surface, and in that instant, it blazed with a color of fresh blood. He had found a ruby, the largest and most magnificent ever forged in the fires of the earth. As he gazed in reverence, his son saw the interesting gemstone pulsing in the light, and driven by greed, he slit his father's throat and took the ruby for himself. Torn between the need to keep it as his prize, the desire to sell it for unimaginable riches, and guilt for murdering the man who had given him life, he brooded over the unique stone and fell into madness. His wife imprisoned him in a miserable place among other madmen. To support her children, she searched his possessions. She found the stone, and without hesitation, sold it to a wealthy merchant. Seeking wisdom, the merchant took the ruby to the highest mountains and presented it to the holy man to serve him in his meditations. The holy man recognized that in its beauty, the gem held the potential to incite violence, and so the holy man decreed the ruby should become the heart of the dragon. This culture revered the dragon as a great laughing beast who with long claws patted his scaly belly and laughed with a voice of thunder. Artisans and craftsmen carved black rock into a rough-hewn shape, and in its center they nestled the ruby. When they hesitated to shut the vibrant blood-red gem away from the light, the holy man assured them the ruby would take life and pulse in the dragon's chest. He ordered that the dragon's scales be plated in porcelain and painted with symbols of prosperity, wisdom, luck, and community. Perhaps the holy man foresaw the dragon's fate, for next he ordered 2 precious cat's eye gems to be embedded in the dragon's face to serve as its eyes. When the light changed, so did the color of the eyes, from greenish yellow to purplish red, and they would, he prayed, protect the dragon from harm. That was the holy man's last command. One of the dragon's craftsmen killed the holy man and took the dragon to his cavern home. There he intended to crack open the dragon, retrieve the ruby, and, with his newfound fortune, marry the woman he desired. But the dragon ensnared him with its cat's eye gaze, and instead, the craftsman began a lifetime of work embellishing the dragon with precious metals. All his earnings were spent acquiring silver and especially gold. All his greatest skills were honed to plate first the dragon's chest and back, then its tail, 4 legs, and many claws. When he had finished, he began again, placing gold beads across the dragon's breastplate, hiding the ruby heart behind more and more layers until the dragon was unbreakable. When the craftsman was sick and old, he stared into the cat's eye gems. He heard the dragon's roar and saw the dragon wave an imperious claw, and the earth shook mightily. The earthquake brought the mountain down, burying the aged man and trapping him with the heart of the dragon. For 1,000 years, as flesh and bone turned to dust, the dragon and its ruby became, for most of the world, the stuff of myth, until a soldier lost in the mountain tunnels, armed with a rifle, broke into what remained of the cavern. When he shone his flashlight into the dragon's eyes, he recognized what he had found. In his people, this legend lived and breathed. They called it the dragon's heart, and he believed the cat's eyes would see the way to the surface. They did. And when other men of his culture saw what he carried, he died in bloody battle against his kin.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?